I'm John Osher with a San Diego Serenade edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Lauren from Gulf Coast, Florida writes, I hear the negativity, John, but a quarterback. We have a quarterback. Tell me we have a quarterback. Well, no doubt there are concerns on this roster. But yes, the Jaguars have a quarterback. Forget the mistakes and interceptions. Blake Bortles does things in the pocket beyond his years. That's the stuff you can't coach, at least not to his level. It's also the stuff that makes it possible to someday be elite. It's hard not to get really excited about. Now, Cindy from Arlington writes, start Blake Bortles. Now, Gary from Clearwater, Florida writes, why can't the Jaguars cover anyone, Ozone? Well, this has become priority one, and Gus Bradley addressed it Monday. His main focus was the cornerbacks not challenging routes enough. A focus of the Jaguars' defense is to not allow plays over the top. But Bradley said corners still have to challenge. It's going to be a point of emphasis, maybe the point of emphasis now. It's got to improve. Clyde from Tallahassee, Florida writes, food truck? Yes, please. Give me some sweet dental out of the cake. Give me some hot macaroni and cheese. Give me some more food, please. Give me some bologna, salami, and ham. Toast with butter and strawberry jam. I love it whether the food is cold or hot. Put a burger on the plate and it'll hit the spot. We'll eat everything in an incredible feast. $3.99 for all you can eat. Now, Steven from Port Charlotte, Florida writes, on a serious note, give me one good thing about this team aside from Blake Bortles. What should give us hope? Well, first off, Blake Bortles being good is no aside. It's 1A, 1B, and 1C. But aside from that, what the Jaguars are starting to put together on offense should give you hope. Four games into the season, and that group is playing mostly with kids. There are signs that group can grow. That's a good thing. Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, I see you spent 2 days in San Diego. Looking a little paunchy this week, Ozone. Anything you want to talk about?
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
No. Now Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, first the food truck, then the 1:30 a.m. cheesecake. I can't even look at you anymore.
Backslide. Verb, a relapse into bad ways or error. Converted vegetarians backslide to T-bones.
Dirk from Marietta, Georgia writes, why isn't Denard Robinson starting? Isn't he outplaying Toby Gerhart? Well, this is an area the Jaguars are clearly exploring. After getting no carries against Washington, Robinson's workload is increasing. He's not outproducing Gerhart, but he's flashing each week. I don't know that he'll be your go-to guy in the backfield. He still might not have that kind of size, but look for the Jaguars to keep looking for the right combination of Robinson and Gerhart. Adam from Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, you said last week there was no place like home, and you seemed a little down about going to sunny San Diego. How'd the weekend go? As rough as you thought? Well, I did have to spend an extra day in San Diego. I won't say it was easy. It meant being away from the video boards, the pools, and all that is the bank. It started tough, really tough. Fortunately, as it often seems to do for me, my Saturday in the land of sunshine took something of an Ozonian twist.
Never saw the morning till I stayed up all night. Never saw the sunshine till you turned out the light.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle.